DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JBQ. Larry, you were talking about the Congo line. We call that crack the whip down here, and that's we do it with roller skates or whatever. All kind of different ways we do it. I can just see that snowmobile making zigzags up through there and watching the line, and especially the tail end of it being popped. we used to pop old bullwhip when we were little. I had one. I don't know if you had one or not. Probably did. Living in Tennessee, but we'd take that thing and try to knock little plastic army men over with them, and or hit bees, or we did use them for all kinds of different things. But we played crack the whip, and I have to ask you, what kind of skate was it? Was it like a hockey skate? Was kind of a rounded ends on it, or did it have the toe pick like the figure skaters wear?
Good question. KK4JBQ and the cat. I believe it did have a serrated toe, and that's for digging in the ice and kind of slowing yourself down. Well, hey, that was not going to work. This line, it had at least a dozen people in it, and pulled by, a pretty powerful snowmobile. And it wasn't just what I was involved in. It wasn't the prank being pulled on me. It was my lack of faith in the thickness of the ice. I could stop worrying. Everybody else was, they'd done this before, But I'm worried about breaking through the ice. I'm thinking just how sane this group of people might be. Here they are playing this. I thought it was dangerous. I don't walk into danger. I've been taught the lessons. I try not to walk into danger, but I knew I was in it up to my neck. Also, as it gets to a certain speed, you don't want to let go. You're afraid to let go. If you let go, I didn't know how to stop myself. maybe those little things what do you do? Do you get kind of hunched down and let one toe drag or something? I was totally ignorant. This was, goodness gracious, this was 40 years ago. So I was even less aware of the world than I am now. Everybody had such a good time with it. And nobody but me remembers it, I'm sure. Yeah, it was probably one of those skates with a break. With a toe break? A toe kick? What do you call that thing?
It's called a toe pick. Your figure skaters use them to stop their forward momentum, and when they do the jumps and things, or a lot of the jumps, when they're getting up and they're twisting around, they'll stick that pick down in the ice, and it's just what it says. It's an ice pick, stabs down in the ice and stops it. But the reason I ask is the first pair of ice skates that I ever put on was that kind. And this was, believe it or not, in Charleston. Joy and the ice skating. And her and Stephen put on the hockey skates, and I had to be cool. I was going to get to him. I'm getting the ones with the toe pick on them. And it was hard for me to get skating much. I kept sticking that serrated toe down, and it, all of a sudden, here I go. Wind up laying on the ice. But that was a funny tale. But I had a I had a nice set of inline roller blades that Stephen, my youngest son, when he was a teenager and I was a lot older than I am, or a lot younger than I am now, we went down to Charleston and skated all over downtown Charleston. And I rounded a corner and almost ran into a police officer. And he already had Stephen over on the side, and I came flying around the corner, and he reached and tried to grab me, but he missed me, thank goodness. Because if he'd grabbed hold of me, I'd have wound up on the concrete. But he told us, you know, we could skate in the street, but get off the sidewalks. So instead of being on the sidewalk where it was safe, we were skating out in traffic.
Yes, I immediately sensed that he was telling you to go out and skate with the cars. Oh, well, okay, that'd taught you, I guess. Anyhow, it's been fun. You know, it's good to be older. It really is. And remember all the foolish, the silly, the outrageous, perhaps even dangerous things that you did when you were younger. Gary, thank you for lifting my spirits a little bit tonight. Thank you for that. And I will sit peacefully here, all covered up. Now I've got a cat on my lap, and that helps a great deal. You know, she's pulling her weight now. She's worth her grub just to sit there on my lap and keep me warm. But this is just a few days, right? That's the one good thing. If it does get cold, it doesn't stay cold. It's not cold for 4 or 5 months. I mean, just frozen up for 4 or 5 months. And it was in Michigan. Yes. It's a different world. This time of year, it's a different world up there. And there's some really, I don't know if the word's sturdy or, well, they're brave, of course, but yeah, they're tough. They get acclimated to it. You do after a few years, I suppose. And if you grow up there, you just, you know, you know, you wonder why these people from the South don't have any stronger constitution than they do. Well, we're spoiled, don't you know? We're spoiled. People in Southern California, they're spoiled rotten. Hey, don't you know? Say goodnight to you, Gary. KK4 JBQ. I'm clear.
Well, I had one other thought of. You said that you were afraid of how thick the ice was. Yeah, you were hoping that it was thick enough that it would hold you up and you wouldn't fall through it and that sort of thing. Old Steve, KB0KBJ, lives up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota. He has sent me a couple of videos. I've still got them on my phone here, and not on my phone, on a computer. Where he drove across a lake up there, you know, in his car. And they've got ice fishing, ice fish houses out on the lake where people haul their little fishing shacks out there and cut a hole in the ice and sit inside where it's nice and warm. Most of them got heaters in them and that sort of thing. But he drove his car across this lake, and I said, I don't believe I would do that, even if I knew the ice was thick enough. I would be deadly afraid that ice is going to crack in my vehicle and me are going to go down in that cold water, and I don't want any part of that. But that came to mind when you were talking about the thickness of the ice. But, Lee, I enjoyed talking with you, as always. Look forward to doing it again. And it's probably a two-dog night, as they used to say. Put a dog on either side of you, and that way you can stay warm. You've got a cat in your lap, so maybe you'll have a two cat night. Put one down at your feet, and they are, you know, one on either side of you, and keep you warm. But again, that's one of those weird sayings, I guess. Larry, good talking with you. Enjoyed it as always. Look forward to doing it again. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and like to see her smiley face again soon too. But appreciate you being here with us and talking with us a little bit, and we'll talk with you a little bit later. 73, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
We check, Gary. KC4EZN.
Go ahead, Mr. Terry.
Next time you talk to Alton, tell him he does have an FRN number while y'all were talking. I looked him up, and he does have one. And if he's got a printed copy of his license, it's going to be on it. And if he doesn't, he can probably Google his call sign and follow that link that takes you to the FCC's database and type his call in, and it'll tell him all that. But somewhere 4, 5, 6 years ago, the FCC changed their database system, and they went to this thing called CORS, which I'm not sure what that stands for, but it doesn't really matter. But we all had to go back and sign up in that, and so that we were in it. And some, depending on when you renewed your license, you were already in it, and I found out I wasn't. But anyway, pass that on to Alton. He's got one. He may not know what it is, but he does have one. And right now, it is a balmy 20.7 up here in Candler, Gary. So we'll leave that with you. And I enjoyed listening to you and Larry talk. I got to thinking, there are a lot of expressions that you and I grew up with that in today's world, they are totally meaningless. We use the word the whole nine yards, and if anybody watches professional football, I think that's where it's based, but there's a story behind that one, and there's some other expressions that we grew up with that I won't mention out loud on the radio that don't mean that anymore. And then, of course, there's a lot of new stuff that we don't understand that the kids are using today, and they look at us like, where did y'all grow up? Are y'all dinosaurs? Of course, the answer is yes. With that, Gary, we'll turn it back to you. KI4DOS, KC4EZN.
Well, I appreciate you looking that up, and next time when I hear him on radio, I'll let him know. You were talking about the CORS part of the FCC. I was in, here not too many years ago. I guess it was back, it might have been when we had to pay for our license again, I was in the CORS, and when I renewed my license the first time, it went right through with no problems, and then this last time, I had to go back and redo the CORS and all of that stuff. And that's only been 10 years ago, so, it's it was kind of strange that I had to go in there, and they said, well, we've changed our web page, and our website, and we want you to redo this and redo that. And I said, okay. So I played the little game and jumped through their hoops and all of that. But I've got 2 years. So who knows what they'll do between now and the next time I have to renew my license. But thanks for that information, and I will relay that to him. I was going to say, you were talking about the kids nowadays. I get so aggravated, Harry. I don't know. Everybody uses acronyms now, just a few letters for whatever. It doesn't matter what it is, And, I say it takes longer to say the letters than it would to say the word. Why do you have to use acronyms?
Well, for DOS, Casey for Easy, and I think that sort of, I don't know, it's a secret language in a sort of a way. It sets them apart in their own little group. It's their way of having an identity. It's, I guess, and I think growing up, if we think back, we probably did some of the same things. We're old enough to remember hearing 23 Skidoo, and I don't remember where that comes from, but I remember it. And then when I went to work, two or three years after I went to work, we had some former NASA engineers that came to work with us, and they used a lot of words like, oh, it's super zippy. It took me a while to understand that today you would say, oh, that's awesome. Or if you're maybe 30 years old, you say, oh, that's rad. And it's just, I don't know, it's just what I'd call either colloquial or current usage of the language, and it sets those people apart. Casey for Easy Yet.
Probably correct as far as that goes. That's the reason they label us, the baby boomers and Generation X and this, that, and the other. So they've got a name for us, and let them figure it out. I tell you what, I was talking to Joy the other night, and I told her, I said, I would hate to be an archaeologist of the future. If something should happen to all our written history that we've already got down in books and on computers and whatnot. If people started digging in our landfills and finding stuff, and if they ran across a book or a text or something, then they start reading stuff and it doesn't make sense, a lot of it. I told her, I said, I would hate to be an archaeologist of the future and have to try to piece it together, the languages that we have now, because we slaughter them so bad, we can't hardly recognize them, and we live in it and use it every day.
Well, you're right. I was thinking the other day, somebody said, oh, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump down the road. Well, that's I'll call it a flatlander word usage. I grew up in Statesville. You know where that's at. And we used to call that the foothills. When I went to college in Raleigh, I was amazed at how many of the people down there thought that I came from the mountains. And then when I moved up here to Asheville, I found out that the people up here thought that the Atlantic Ocean lapped on the city limits of Raleigh. And then I had to learn it's just a hoot and a holler. That's sort of like a hop, skip, and a jump. It's just it's a local usage that everybody understands up here. And up here or down there, wherever you're at, and when people come in from the outside, it takes a while to get used to it. But yeah, I try and shy away from putting labels on people, because sometimes the label carries meanings that don't apply. But I think we have this tendency that once we've got a name on it or a label on it or whatever, then we know everything about it. And if you've been paying attention, you find out that there's a lot you don't know. But anyway, enjoy talking to you, Gary. Again, like I said earlier, we look forward to seeing you in July. And as far as I know, we are in the process of trying to figure out what rock. Okay, here's a good one for you, Gary. We're getting ready to rock and roll. And with that, I'll say 73 KI4DOS, KC4EZN.
Okay, I enjoyed it. I really did. It, It's just a little piece up there to Ham Fest, so we'll see you up yonder in just a little while. Y'all take care, and we'll talk to you later. Enjoyed it, and we'll do it again sometime, Harry. Really did enjoy it. You take care, young man. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge to meter net. Call KI4 DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4OW, Russian Gravel. No traffic, no round table. Good day, good night.
The DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to Brother Richard, K4ROW over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Richard. Hope you are doing well. Hope you are staying warm. And Harry, it is 21.8 degrees here at the house. So I'm trying to catch you, but I hope I don't. So y'all take care. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Love to have one more to round out a good round number. Any other check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll finish closing the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 59 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, should be calling, to the best of my knowledge. So give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.